Rock 27, BG20. Thanks for listening with us tonight here on CDO, also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, and always brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. So the Eagles will kick off, and Bailey Holtailing is back to receive here for the Bobcats. BG is in their navy blue uniforms, the white trim, the navy blue helmets. Deposit Hancock in the white tops, the royal blue pants, the white helmets with the blue DH on the side there. And so the Eagles will kick this one off, and Holtailing will field it back at his own 15-yard line here for the Bobcats. Cuts back left wing side up to the 20. Holtailing up to the 30, driving his way up to the 35, and a great return there for Bailey Holtailing.
Yeah, picks up 20 yards on that play. Nice return.
So that is going to be a good return there for the Bobcats, and Austin Carr will take back over 3 touchdowns in the first half for Carr.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just a great athlete, whether it's this, whether it's wrestling. I mean, I think wrestling might be his best sport, or baseball. But I was talking to his dad last night. He said if he had to choose for Austin, he said, I think he would choose football over everything. He loves football.
Yeah, you can definitely tell he puts his heart and soul into it.
So Carr is going to run to the right side. Looks like he wanted to pass and said he's going to pull it down and run. Gets to the 35, out to the 38 before being tossed out of bounds. And, boy, he is not afraid to take the contact there. And he's stumbling a little bit here out of bounds after that first play. We'll hope he's okay.
Yeah, number 53 hit him pretty hard on the sideline. You know, definitely a clean hit and everything, but he is down on the sideline now, so we'll have to see what's going to happen with the play.
And that's one thing, when you're a guy who's not afraid of that contact, you're going to take some hits like that. Carr obviously does not shy away from it, so.
Some of those could be you delivering that, you know, because of what you're doing, so.
So Carr, okay. They're going to get him seated here on the bench to kind of recollect his thoughts here a little bit here after that first down run. So 11:44 to go here in this third quarter, 27-20. The Eagles leading the Bobcats. Now this is going to be interesting here because Carr's your starting QB. Gets everything done for you. And it looks like Evan Heiser is going to come in to try to run the offense here. And this could really throw a kink into things unless this is just a quick little thing for Carr here on the bench.
Well, the thing is, you always have to think about concussion protocol and nowadays, you know, and everything, and it's big, so you got to keep an eye on the young man.
And that's the thing, he looked a little disoriented there, so I'm sure they're going to have to be careful. Heiser is going to hand off here to Nick Petrotoni, and he's going to pick up about 4 yards there. Petrotoni, the sophomore, getting it done there on his first carry.
Yeah, nice little run, gain of about 7.
And so this is going to bring up
Actually, third and two.
Yeah. Third and two is BG marching the ball, going left to right, ball out to the 43 as Evan Heiser now is under center, the sophomore. Man in motion, Heiser's going to hand it off to John Castle, plowing his way forward, but he's brought down by the big DH defensive line here, and that was a great play there by Caleb Decker crashing through for the tackle.
Yeah, Caleb Decker just, you know, stood him up right at the line and made a great tackle, but he did get a yard, so it's going to bring up fourth and one.
Fourth and one, and Carr's going to come back into the game here. So a nice job by Heiser to come in, move the ball a little bit.
Manage the game.
Yep. So they have deemed that Carr is okay to come right back in. Fourth and one. I think we might see the QB sneak here, as we usually do with a guy like Carr.
You would think so, but you got to remember, he just got his bell rung.
Man in motion, Carr is going to go for it here on fourth and one, and he is going to be short. The Eagles crashing through. They get the job done, and Deposit Hancock's going to have great field position going right to left here, and Caleb Decker comes out of the pile fired up.
Yeah, he was definitely fired up, and he should be because he made a really good bone-crushing hit right at the point of attack and kept Carr short of the first down.
So Carr just comes up a little short there with 10:26 to go in this third quarter. Deposit Hancock, 27-20. And so, 10:26 to go in this third quarter. And Deposit Hancock will take over. Really good field position here for the Eagles. But I think if you're BG there, you had the position, you could have gone for it there on the fourth and one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and you had your athletic player trying to get it for you, so it was a good play call.
So here is Shaver handing back off to Jackson Miller, who had 2 touchdowns in the first half. He's tripped up right at the line, maybe a gain of 1 there for the Eagles.
Yeah, a little quick hitter and got about a yard and a half. I think they're going to give him just 1.
And so the clock continuing to move. We're down to 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Eagles leading the Bobcats 27-20. 2nd and 9 coming up here for DH. as they're in the white with the royal blue trim here tonight. The blue pants going right to left. They're in BG territory, ball at the 44. And here is Shaver under center, QB keeper, and he's going to get to the outside. Left wing side, 35-30, down to the 25, cuts back inside to the 20, 15, down to the 10 before Ben Bavar brings him down. And Shaver, a really nice run there on the QB keeper.
Yep, QB keeper to the left side, and he actually showed some really good open field running there. He looked like he was going to go right down the sideline, and he saw the tacklers from BG ready to get him. So he cut it back inside and got another 5 yards.
Boy, Shaver with a great run there, setting up pretty much a first and goal here for DH. Ball just about inside the 10-yard line here, and this could be a big momentum swing for the Eagles here on their first possession of the second half. They pitch it to Miller, right wing side, going for the sweep, cuts back inside. Miller is in for his third touchdown of the night here, I believe. Did he get over the line? Going to be very, very close here. I thought he was in. And I think they're going to say he was just short.
I know. I feel so bad for this kid because he's, like, really running hard, and he just can't quite get there.
Well, he had all the momentum.
He did.
And BG just stops him. So it is going to be first and goal here with 9 minutes to go, third quarter. The Eagles trying to add to the lead as they break the huddle. Will they go right back to Miller? He's got two. He's going for the trifecta here. Miller is in the backfield. Man in motion. Lenio is out to the outside. QB keeper for Shaver, and he is in here for the Eagles. Touchdown for Deposit Hancock.
Yep, just took a step back, picked the hole, and dove into the end zone. Touchdown.
Shaver, his second touchdown of the night. Of course, the first one was on an interception return for a touchdown where he ran it back 60 yards. This time a little shorter, just a one-yard QB keeper.
Yep, nice little play. He just took the snap. Like I said, he just took a step back and read where the open hole was and then hit it as hard as he could.
So DH with a 33-20 lead, and they are going to go for the extra point here with Dustin Daly. And the snap was bad, so Shaver's going to have to toss it up, and it's knocked down. Good play there by Bainbridge Guilford to knock that one down out of the air. So it's 33-20. Deposit Hancock leading Bainbridge Guilford, 8:45 to go third quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Deposit Hancock scoring on a one-yard QB keeper there for Darren Shaver. And now he will get set along with his Eagles teammates, and they will kick this one back off with a 33-20 lead. And Bailey hotailing to the left side. Another nice return for him out to about the 36-yard line here for BG. We'll see what they can do on their second drive of the night here on offense, Tim.
Bailey hotailing is not afraid to return that ball right up the middle. He's not shy at all. He takes it right up the middle and takes the hits on and keep going, keep his feet running, and gets another 6 yards on the play.
I should say this is the second drive of the second half here for the Bobcats. 8:25 to go in the third. They trail by 13 to visiting Deposit Hancock. The Eagles come in with a record of 1-2. BG is 0-3, but again, the three opponents BG has played so far this year has a combined record of 9-0. So they've played some of the cream of the crop here in Section 4, Class D. They'll hand off to John Castle on 1st and 10, right up the middle. First down and more as BG goes left to right. They punch it right up to midfield here.
I'm giving all the credit to the offensive line for the Bobcats right there because they created a massive hole for Castle to run through.
And so this is another momentum thing. BG has already crawled out of the hole once. They were down 21-6 in the first quarter. Can they come back again here with 8:18 to go in the third quarter? Loads of time left in this football game.
Yeah, there is, and both teams are, you know, very diversified in their offenses, so they can actually run or throw, you know, if they need to slow the clock down or whatever. They have that ability.
So the ball is on the 49-yard line here, just about at midfield, and BG is going to break the huddle to come out here. Austin Carr on the first drive of the second half appeared to have been a little shaken up on a hit, but came right back into the game just two plays later. We'll see how he fares on this drive. Carr is going to hand off again to Castle, who works his way forward. And John Castle, maybe a pickup of two on the play here for BG.
Yeah, and he, I mean, I know you folks can't see it, but Nate will agree with me. He is hitting the hole as fast as he can. He's not a small kid, and he is really running really hard right now.
Yeah, and that's what they need. They need someone who's going to help Carr out a little bit in the run game. And I think Castle is the guy who's going to answer the call right now. We'll see if they get Pete Wiemann involved again as well here in the second half. Just as I say that, they throw to him in the flat as he was trying to go with a slant across through his fingertips and down to the turf.
Pass was just a tick behind him. Tough catch, but, you know, it was a nice play. Remember that, Coach Lorimer, for later on in the game. That was open.
Izzy dialing that one up there for BG, and again, could have been good for a first down if he could haul that one in. 7.5 to go, third quarter. Deposit Hancock leading BG 33-20. This is going to be a 3rd and 9 coming up here for the Bobcats. They're going to throw again. They're going to toss one up for Wiemann. Double coverage, and Wiemann almost brought it down. Good coverage there by Shaver for Deposit Hancock. And this is going to bring up a 4th down.
The Bobcat faithful calling for pass interference on the play, but I got to believe that was a really good play. Pete's drawing double coverage, you know. I mean, that's tough to do. You've got 4 hands against 2 up there.
And so now on 4th and 9... similar position to where they went for it before when it was only 4th and 1. This time they will punt it away. And let's see what the foot that Wiemann can get on it this time. Boy, high kick into the night sky. Fair catch for Shaver. He let that one bounce. And Deposit Hancock will fall on it. That's where they're going to start at about their own 21 going right to left.
Okay, I do believe that player from Deposit Hancock is going to have a little conversation with coach, because he called for a fair catch. They let the ball bounce, and you just let it go at that point, and you let BG do whatever they do to down it, and he didn't. He dove on it. That could have been a disastrous play right there, but it worked out for him.
7:13 to go, third quarter, 33-20, and so this is another time when BG absolutely needs a stop on defense.
But they came back the last time. They got to really do it again because, you know, you don't want to go down that 3-score number.
So 33-20, 1st and 10 here with Shaver under center for the Eagles. He'll pitch to Miller left side. Cuts back to the right side. Miller still on his feet up to the 35-40 and brought down at about the 40-yard line. A good pickup of just about 20 yards there for Jackson Miller.
Yeah, nice little sweep to the right. What they do, reverse pivot with Shaver, toss to the running back, and nice blocking out in front. Gain the first down.
Miller, once he gets into that open field, those legs just start, you know, churning, and he's a smaller guy. He's about 5'6", maybe 5'7", hard to bring down.
Not quite sure what person it was, number it was for BG, but somebody hit him hard at the end of that play.
Yeah, he got up pretty slow. So 6:50 to go here, third quarter. It's 33-20. Shaver is under center. Lenio is in motion. Again, they'll hand off to the right wing side. And that's Miller once again, but this time maybe a gain of 2 on the play as the pile hit him pretty hard.
Yep, you know, they say it every now and then. They say give the ball to the fullback. He's been working his butt off, blocking all night long. Let's have him carry the rock a little bit.
And so now, again, it becomes a time management game. Deposit Hancock, a 13-point lead. I'm sure they would love to chew some clock here and try to shorten this game up a little bit, Tim.
Yeah, that's one thing we haven't really seen, Nate. We haven't seen that 4 or 5 minute drive, you know, all night. Tonight, everything's been quick scoring kind of things, and that would be really beneficial for them. If they could hold the ball for 4 or 5 minutes, that would leave about, and score, that would leave BG with about a minute left. So
the referees have actually blown the play dead here because the band was playing when Deposit Hancock was trying to line up here. And so no penalties assessed, but they're just going to let Deposit Hancock break the huddle and do this all over again.
I'm guessing that's a warning, though.
Yes. And so I believe that's a warning if it does happen again, which I'm sure it won't after the warning from
Coach
the BG sideline. Yeah, he turned around and said, no more of the drum up there. So on 2nd and 8, Deposit Hancock again, not really coming up with much there. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play. So 3rd and long. Coming here for the Eagles with 5:45 to go, third quarter. It's 33-20. Deposit Hancock over Bainbridge-Guilford at the moment.
Yeah, it was just a little quick hitter right off the guard, and, you know, he got about a yard on the play, so.
5.5 to go as DH breaks the huddle. 3rd and 8, and again, this is where the Bobcats need to come up with a stop here to try to get the ball back and get some points up on the board. Shaver under center, backpedaling quickly. The rush is coming for BG. Flushes them out of the pocket, left side, complete. Going to be very close to a first down for Levi Wormuth. Carr was right there in coverage, slaps his hands together because he knew he almost had that one, and they're going to give him the first down. Chains are moving. The Eagles are up to midfield.
Great concentration by Wormuth on that play because, like you said, Carr went right in front of him and almost got the deflection probably. It may not have been intercepted, but as the ball went through Carr's hands, Wormuth was still concentrating, made a nice catch in the first down yardage.
Boy, and the Bobcats brought the house, too, on the rush, and Shaver, with that athletic ability, was able to backpedal away from it and shift out to his left and make the throw. 4:50 to go, third quarter. Still a 13-point lead for the Eagles, 33-20. Shaver under center. Again, Lenio is in motion here for the DH Eagles. They'll pitch to Miller. Far side, right wing sweep. He's trying to get to the edge. He does. 45-40. Flag is down in the backfield as he gets shoved out of bounds at the BG 35.
Yeah, he got the yard to gain for the first down, but there is a flag on the play.
And so we'll see what the Zebra Crew says here for the penalty. I got to believe this one's going to come back.
Yeah, I think it was thrown by the legal use of hands, actually. Block in the back and against Deposit Hancock, so that is going to nullify that first down run.
That was a nice run there by Miller, and it's going to be brought back here. Miller, of course, with 2 touchdowns tonight. Shaver with 2 touchdowns for Deposit Hancock, and they are holding a 13-point lead, 33-20. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Jim Tomeo running things back in the CDO studios in Sydney. We always appreciate him helping us out here. And thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com. So here we go. 1st and 10 now for the Eagles as they have it at about their own 41 here. Here's the snap. Shaver fakes the pitch there to Miller. Drops back. He's going to throw one up into the night sky. And this one is deflected down. Nice job by the BG defense. That was Alan Turzo getting his fingertips on that one and tipping it away.
Alan Turzo was really nice play on the ball and knocking it down and making it an incomplete pass, and that'll bring her up 2nd down and 20.
So that was a good play because, you know, Shaver definitely had 2 wide receivers down there. They complete that. There wasn't much else between them and the end zone.
Yeah, no, he did a fantastic job of making sure they didn't get deeper than him. And then at the last minute, he made a play on the ball and made a nice deflection.
So 4 minutes to go now, third quarter. 2nd and 20 coming up for DH. Ball is on their own, about the 43 as they go right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim here tonight. BG in the navy blue with the white trim. And the Eagles, again, chewing some time here in the third quarter. Shaver drops back to pass, flushed out to the right side, has to toss one. Nobody in the area as he throws it out of bounds.
Yep.
3rd and long coming up here with 3:39 to go, third quarter.
Yeah, he definitely looked like they were trying to set up that screenplay that they tried to do earlier with in the first quarter, and he couldn't get the ball back across the field, so he... I think he just threw it away, and fortunately there was a receiver somewhere in the area, so they didn't get a intentional grounding.
I have to say, I think Shaver might be the most athletic quarterback we've seen so far this year in terms of has a nice arm, but he's able to scramble too and just makes good decisions.
Yeah, and good height too, so he can see over the line.
Shaver drops back to pass on 3rd and 20, flushed out, left side, tosses it up. Wormuth trying to come down with it, but Turzo was right there on defense and knocked it away, and another play that BG needed to have, Turzo was there for it.
Yeah, he's right there, and like I said just before, he's not letting that guy get past him. And then when the ball is coming, he makes the play on the ball with the receiver, so it's not pass interference. Great, great defense.
He's given up some real size
to
Wormuth.
Definitely.
And he's still able to get in. So now DH is going to have to punt on 4th and 20 with 3.5 to go in the third. Bailey Hotailing is to our left back at the BG 25. And here's the punt from the Eagles. We've seen some good punting tonight. This one included takes an Eagles bounce, and they are going to down it at about the 19-yard line. So that's where Austin Carr and the BG Bobcats will take over here, Tim.
Yeah, you know what? The one play that was working really well early was that little out to Pete Wiemet, and they haven't done that in a while. They've done some variations of it, sending him deeper down the field, but that was always good for 8-10 yards. I mean,
yes,
they had no answer for that. So I think that might be something that they might want to think about going back to, maybe rolling Austin out so that he can make the decision, do I throw it or do I run it? Because then Pete becomes a blocker.
Well, we've seen him try to go to Wiemet once in the second half, and the pass was incomplete. And now a fumble here on 1st and 10 for BG. Ball on the ground. Zebra Crew saying the Eagles have it, and they do. Oh, tough break here for the Bobcats.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what? They put three of them on the ground in the first half and got the recovery, but this time not so lucky.
So just a little miscommunication there. Carr, I don't know if it ever got to his hands or not, because the pile is there blocking our view. Either way, ball on the turf, and the Eagles pick it up, and now 1st and 10, ball on the BG 20. So DeFazza Hancock's going to knock on the door here once again.
It looked pretty much like a broken play right off the bat,
yeah.
So I don't know if he did get it or didn't.
3:15 to go, third quarter. And the Eagles trying to add to their lead. They pitch it out to Miller, right side. The sweep, Miller cuts back, and Miller is in for his third touchdown of the night, making it look easy, and the Eagles add to the lead.
Yeah, nice little play. You know, that was, they had gotten stopped on their possession, and BG turned it over, and they put it in on the first play.
And so a 39-20 lead. Again, 39-20. And DeFazza Hancock is going to go for the extra point here again with Dustin Daly, who's had some success and a couple of misses tonight as well. But here is Daly, the lineman wearing number 73, trying to kick the extra point. This one is up, and this one is good. And this will give DeFazza Hancock their biggest lead of the night, 40-20, with 3:08 to go in the third quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly and fun, and there's plenty of parking. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
19 unanswered points here for DeFazza Hancock. Remember, it was a 21-20 game with a minute to go before the halftime break. Now a 40-20 game for the Eagles with 3:08 to go in the third.
And Bainbridge, you have to do something with points on this drive right here.
So the Eagles will kick back off, and BG desperately needs some points late in the third quarter here. Picked up by Terzo. Nice little return out to the 25, busting his way up to almost the 40 here for Terzo. And he's come out of nowhere in the second half and made some nice plays for the Bobcats.
Yeah, he has. He's definitely made a couple of really good plays, and nice little return right there.
And so BG, with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter, this could be a game-changing drive right here. You're either going to get some points either late in the third, maybe early in the fourth, or you're going to give the ball back to DH, and they have just shown that they are going to move it at will here in this third quarter so far.
Yeah, they like number 42. I mean, they're just pitching it to him, either reverse pivot or opening straight up and pitching it to him.
Here is Carr, and it's intercepted by Darren Shaver, his second INT of the night. They were trying to go long over the middle there to Wiemet, and Shaver just read that one beautifully.
Yeah, he did exactly what he needed to do. Just stayed, didn't let Wiemet get deeper than him, and then went up and made the play on the ball.
So two interceptions tonight for Darren Shaver, and this is going to give the ball right back to the Eagles with 2:56 to go in the third quarter and a 40-20 lead. The Eagles come in tonight at 1-2, trying to improve to go to 2-2. And so this is a great thing here for DeFazza Hancock. Now you have an opportunity to chew up some clock, kill off the rest of the third quarter, and be very close to maybe your second win of the year.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if they do that, if they just do a nice, long, sustaining drive and put a couple points on the board at the end of this drive, they're definitely going to be looking at their second.
And they're looking for some more points here as, again, They will hand it off up the middle, the fake there to Jackson, and instead they hand it off to Cooper Hall. He's going to pick up about 20 yards on the play and get right to midfield. The defense was looking there for Miller, but Hall was going right up the gut instead.
Yeah, he actually crossed into BG territory. They'll take over first and 10 after that first play at the 49.
So the Eagles going right to left as we come up on 2:35 to go in the third quarter. At the end of the third quarter, we'll find out the score updates on that Green Owego game as well as Unitigo and UV. Miller pitches to the right side here and drives his way forward into BG territory, breaks a tackle at the 40 to the 35-30. He's going to go here to the outside. He was dead to rights, and instead the fourth touchdown of the night here for Jackson Miller.
Wow. He was down twice. Like Nate said, just absolutely tackled twice, but just would not give up. And the BG guys didn't wrap up, and he got away.
Miller's fourth touchdown of the night. They had him at about the 35-yard line, and he sprung free and was off to the races down that right side. Yeah, and it's currently 46-20.
And it was that same quick pitch out to him on the right side that they've run a number of times. They've run it with the reverse pivot and done the sweep look. But they're still pulling a guard, and they also have that fullback leading around the end. It's a great play.
And so Miller, just some great determined running there, and Dustin Daly is in for the extra point try here once again with 2:18 to go in the third quarter. It's 46-20. Snap, and this one is going to be blocked at the line by BG as the snap was a little messy there. The kick was going up in the air, but blocked as Ben Bavar came running through to knock it down. So 2:18 to go in this third quarter. It's Deposit Hancock leading BG 46-20. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:18 to go here in the third quarter. 46-20 is the score. Deposit Hancock on top of Bainbridge Guilford, and the Eagles will once again kick off to BG, who will go left to right. And so this is a game, again, that was close. It was 21-20, really about a minute to go until the halftime break. Deposit Hancock did score for a 27-20 lead at the break, but after that, the third quarter has belonged to the Eagles here.
Yeah, there was a little interesting thing there. We were just, as we were coming out, we see Austin Carr sitting on the bench with his helmet off, so maybe that injury is still lingering.
And so here is the kickoff, and this will be fielded here by the Bobcats, and they'll pick it up at the 15 with Turzo, and he'll get up to the 20-yard line. Looks like the ball might have been popped out again here, and we'll see. We haven't seen an official with the signal yet, but Deposit Hancock is declaring that they have the ball.
Still haven't seen anybody say whose ball it is.
The white hat, nobody has declared who has the ball here.
Now they do.
The Eagles have gotten it back once again off a fumble on the kickoff return, and they're going to start at the 25-yard line with 2:07 to go in the third.
And it looked like they may have been replacing Carr with Heiser on that for that offensive possession, but now Carr's helmet's back on. He's out playing his linebacker spot.
Wow, so another turnover here for BG with 2:07 to go in the third, and Shaver and the offense for the Eagles are right back at it. Now we're going to have a false start penalty against the Eagles.
Real quick off that one, you know, it just was really interesting. We talked about it before, how they don't try to outrun anybody. They run right at them and take the hit and whatever. That hit was right on the ball, right where it needed to be, popped it out, and his teammates were there to recover it.
Third quarter has been unkind here to the Bobcats, and the Eagles are going to have another great opportunity. The penalty does back them up to the 30-yard line as they go right to left. And some frustration here tonight for Bainbridge Guilford in this third quarter. 2:07 to go in the third. Lenio is in motion here. Shaver under center for the Eagles. And they'll hand off right back to that far side for Cooper Hall. And Hall with maybe a gain of two on the play to the right side.
Yeah, nice little quick hitter to him. And, you know, like I said before, you got to give him the ball every now and then just to keep it honest, because otherwise they're going to key on number 42.
Well, 42 is Jackson Miller, and he has four touchdowns tonight, including that last run, which was very impressive, as there was two times we both thought he was probably down, sprung free, and went for the touchdown. So this will bring up second and 11. They'll say they lost a yard on that last play. So a minute and a half to go, third quarter. Second and 11. Shaver is under center. Tim, it just makes you wonder here. Windsor and Deposit Hancock in week one, and Windsor really was all over Deposit Hancock. So it makes you wonder really how good Windsor is this year. As Shaver runs to the outside here on the QB keeper, he's down to the 10 to the 5 before he's brought down. And again, the Eagles are going to have a first and goal.
Yeah, and that's what you want to have right there. Number 10, Shaver, broken play, turned it into positive yards, a first down and goal from inside the 10-yard line.
So a first and 10 with a minute 10 to go in this third quarter. 46-20 is the score. And so, yeah, Deposit Hancock had to start off the season facing Windsor, who was a very strong team in Class C this year, and they lost an overtime game to Sydney 30-28. Last week, Deposit Hancock shutting out Unadilla Valley, and then they've had a close one here tonight with BG, but in this third quarter, they have blown it open for a 46-20 lead. Clock is running down to 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Man in motion, Shaver under center here for the Eagles. Drops back, he's going to throw, and it's a touchdown here for the Eagles. And let's see who got it over on that far side. It's once again number 80, Cole Russell, his second TD of the night.
Cole Russell with a nice little slant pattern, caught the ball, and finished it off with the 6 points.
So a five-yard TD catch for Russell, and Shaver is just having one heck of a night here. Two interceptions. He's been in on a couple of touchdowns, two touchdowns, and he throws that one to Russell.
All right.
So 52-20 now is the score with 38 seconds to go in the third. And it looks like...
Now, I got to tell you, because that was just... That was what a conversion that was.
Yeah, two-point conversion is good.
They lined up in the extra point format. Direct snap to the kicker. Throw out to the outside to a receiver who caught it and ran it in.
And boy, that happened very, very fast.
It did.
And the Eagles are fired up there. So,
and again, their kicker is a lineman.
Yes.
So I'm impressed by that, because the kid can kick and he can throw, because he just threw a bullet.
So 54-20 now with 38 seconds to go in the third quarter, and really I was kind of speechless on that one, as he all of a sudden picked it up and threw it. So they're trying some new things here tonight. Either way, it's a 54-20 game with 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here as Deposit Hancock will once again kick off to BG.
33 points in this quarter. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Terzo is back, as well as Hotailing. As it's been a heck of a quarter, turnovers have been very, very hurtful here to BG. And so the Eagles will kick off once again, and the squib kick is fielded here by Wiemet, and he's going to get up to the 40, spins, and works his way about to the 45 before he's tackled. And with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, that's where BG will start. It's been a long third quarter here, Tim, just because of the turnovers and then some big-time scoring here for the Eagles.
So we had an interception by Shaver, right? We had two fumbles.
Yes.
Two fumble recoveries.
We'll check the out-of-town scoreboard as well here. End of the third quarter, Unitico on top of Unadilla Valley, 47-6. So a huge night for the Spartans as they're looking to go 4-0. Hand off here to John Castle. He's through the gut and into Deposit Hancock territory to about the 48-yard line as BG goes left to right here. 20 seconds to go in the third.
In the shotgun was Carr and made a nice little handoff and run right up off the garden tackle for Castle for a nice little gain of five.
So great play there by BG. They'll get one more play, it looks like, here in the third quarter. 5 seconds left. Carr trying to get the snap off. Will he get it in time? No, he won't. And it's going to be the end of the third quarter with the score Deposit Hancock 54, Bainbridge Guilford 20. We'll get you that Green and Owego update when we come back here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. with internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here under the lights at Bainbridge Guilford High School. Nate Lawl and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Jim Tomeo running things back in the CDO studios up in Sydney. The score, Deposit Hancock 54 and BG 20. A third and 10 coming up here, Tim, for BG.
BG ran that play before the box and the down markers were set. I can't believe they let that go, but they did. They weren't even close to being set.
Carr runs out to the outside, and he's going to keep it himself. Lowers his shoulder. Going to be very close to a first down, maybe about a yard short here for Carr on the left wing side into Deposit territory at about the 45.
Looks like they're giving him the first down.
Wow.
Yep.
So Carr moves the chains as they flipped ends of the field here. So Deposit Hancock is going right to left, ball down to the 42. And the clock continuing to run here. About 11 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Last update we had was Owego leading Green 20-12 and a 47-6 lead for Unitigo over Unadilla Valley. As the handoff here is to John Castle of BG. Punches it across the 40 on the left wing side to the 39.
John Castle has got the load this half for the Bobcats. I think they're trying to save Austin Carr.
Yeah, Carr just takes so much abuse because they run the sweeps, they run the quarterback keepers.
And he's not afraid of contact.
No. And you kind of live and die with that, I think, because you want him to be aggressive, but you don't want him to get hurt at the same time. Quarterback keeper right up the gut for Carr, and he takes a ton of contact, but drives his way forward for a first down. Great run there by Carr, once again to the 30.
Absolutely, finishing it straight ahead. You know, he doesn't give up. He puts his head down, shoulders into the tackler, and then also keeps his feet moving.
Boy, oh boy, great run there by Carr. And so the clock continuing to move down to 10:20 to go in the fourth quarter. In case you're just joining us, it's DH leading BG 54-20. But the Bobcats moving the ball once again. They hand it off to Castle to the right side. Gain of about two on the play down inside the 30 to the 29.
DH Eagles would not have any of that right there. Stopped them after a short gain of one.
And so the play coming in from the sideline here. And I think if you're BG here, you just got to focus drive to drive and just continuing to execute your plays here.
Well, you got to think that if they score, they're going to be doing the onside kick and hoping that they get the ball back.
Hotailing is in motion. Carr is going to run a little option to him on the far side. DH is able to sniff it out after a gain of maybe one on the play there for the Bobcats. It's going to bring up a third and long.
Second time I've seen him run the option, and it's been for positive yards. It wasn't a lot, but it was for positive yards.
And great timing there by Carr to release it at the right time, but both times I think the Eagles have sniffed it out just in time so it didn't go for any big yardage.
They actually have really played well because there's a person for Carr and there's a person for the pitch man.
Third and seven here for BG. Carr out to his right, throws across, caught by Weemitt, first down inside the 20, shoved out of bounds at the 18 on the right wing side as BG goes right to left.
Nice little turnaround hook pattern by Weemitt and a bullet by Carr right on the numbers.
Tim, that's what you said. Try to get Weemitt more involved like they did early in the game. You know, it seems to be a very good chemistry between Carr and Weemitt.
Yeah, and they did roll him to the right, so that's the other thing. You know, if he gets out there and there's nobody open, he has the option to run it.
9 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Deposit Hancock leading BG 54-20. And Carr again to the outside here, trying to get it up and throw, but he can't do it. had two guys draped all over him, still managed to get the throw off, but just had no room.
Number 22 was pretty close to the area where he threw the ball, but he was in the air when he threw it, so it's all incomplete.
Yeah, Damian Knapp, maybe the intended receiver. Weemitt was probably about 10 yards down the field and had his hand up, was calling for the ball, but you know, Carr was trying to throw across his body while he was flushed out to
the
left. Yeah. So there was really nowhere to go for him there. 54-20, the Eagles on top of the Bobcats here under the lights tonight at BG High School in Bainbridge. And now Carr is going to hand one off to the outside here for Hotailing, who gets to the edge and is shoved out of bounds at about the 10-yard line here. I thought Carr sold that one pretty well on the fake.
Yeah, that was a really nice fake, and I'll tell you what, I actually think, I'm not positive, I think that was a direct snap to the running back. I don't think the ball got to Carr.
Hotailing was in motion.
Couldn't really tell.
Either way, he got to the edge,
yep,
and it's going to be third and short, I believe, here with 8:20 to go in the fourth quarter. So it's going to be about a third and four here for the Bobcats. Carr, again, handing one off, and right up the gut. It's going to be close to a first down. I think they're going to be a little short here. But that was Damian Knapp on the handoff.
Damian Knapp with a nice little run, a positive gain, and now the Bobcats got a fourth down and about four.
Clock hits 8 minutes to go. Again, 54-20. The Eagles trying to improve to 2-2 after week one, a loss to Windsor. Week two, an overtime loss to Sydney, and then a dismantling of UV last week. And UV having a tough time tonight on the road at Unitego, trailing 47-6 as well. So here's Carr on fourth and three. Rolls to the right. He's going to keep it himself. Dives forward. Is he going to get it? Going to be very close here. The Zebra crew is going to have to take a look at this one. No, he won't get it. And the Eagles will take over on downs at about their own 9-yard line.
Wow. It looked like, from my vantage point, it looked like we'd at least see a measurement, but White Hat says no. Turn it around and go the other way. Turnover on downs.
So a nice little drive there put together by BG, but they can't come away with any points. They are scoreless so far in the second half, trailing 54-20 with 7.5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter.
So I'm going to give you an option. What do you think the deposit Hancock Brain Trust talked about at halftime?
I think
defense.
Yeah, the defense. We got to shut down the run with Carr. And we got to maybe take away the Weeman option, too.
Yeah.
It was all about defense.
Yeah, and special teams has been big, too. So
yeah, they haven't changed much in terms of their offense.
Nope.
A lot of it has been the BG turnovers.
Yep, it is.
It's just killed them.
It's absolutely killing them.
So here is DH with the ball, and maybe we'll see that long drive here to try to take some time off the clock. A run to Miller up the gut, maybe a gain of 3 on the play, and that'll keep that clock moving with a 54-20 lead with 7:25 to go fourth quarter. Well, we'll have updates tomorrow on our website, WCDOsports.com, from the Harpersville, Afton, and Sydney games. So if you're hungry for those updates, you can't get down there tomorrow, make sure you log on. We'll have those score updates for you from what should be a great game. Walton and Delhi is tomorrow as well. So if you're still looking for some great games, you want to travel around tomorrow, that game is at Walton and at Harpersville. Both are at 1:30. So here on 2nd and 5, another run for the Eagles. They'll hand it off to the left side again, just running into the pile. And that's going to keep that clock moving with 6:45 to go, fourth quarter.
It looks like he gave him the first down.
Yep.
He's pointing first down.
First down will move the chains here for the Eagles. And the Eagles, boy, you know, I think a lot of people after the first 2 weeks said, you know, Deposit Hancock, they lost 22 seniors. You lose Ronnie Ballard. You know, they're 0-2. Maybe not a good year for Deposit Hancock, but here they are, 2-2, and this is going to be a nice win in the division for them, you know, if they can hold on over the next 6:25.
I can't really tell. I mean, I could if I sat here and counted, but there's 11 guys on that offense. And I'm looking over at that sideline, and there's a boatload of helmets over there.
Yeah,
and
they have
a big number team.
So here on a 1st and 10, they're going to run to the far side, and BG sniffs that one out. Loss on the play, as we've seen a couple of different running backs here. Get some time for the Eagles with 6 minutes to go and a big lead. So a 2nd and 14 coming up. That's the thing. I mean, when you're these Class D teams, I believe the state minimum you need is 18.
You know,
to play.
Yep.
You got some teams like Delhi. They might, with Davenport kids coming in, 21,
yep,
22. BG tonight, not bad numbers, probably 25, 26. DePaza Hancock probably has 40 guys over there. That's, over the course of a game, that's got to help.
It definitely does. I mean, you go through the whole entire game, and you're tired. And most of these kids on these smaller schools, they're playing both ways, and sometimes three because they're on special teams. And when you have that extra number of kids that you can put out there and say, okay, your job is special teams, boom. That's what you do. You go out and do it. The other kids go and play offense and defense, and that's a big advantage.
Miller with a run to the outside is stuffed in the backfield, 3rd and 14. But again, that clock continuing to tick and tick. We're down to 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, and DePaza Hancock leading BG 54-20. This was a game that was 21-20 with a minute to go before the half. It was 27-20 at the half, but DePaza Hancock with that big third quarter, really doing some good things. 3rd and 14 coming up here for the Eagles. Shaver still under center, and he's going to hand off to the far side. The Eagles are going to pick up some yardage here out to the 25, still short of the first down, but a nice run here for DH.
Yeah, real nice run right there. They're actually going to be about 4 yards short of the first down with the ball on the 25, on their own 25.
Brody Soles with the run there. Got some good yardage for the Eagles. Clock continuing to move down to about 4:15 to go. And this is going to be fourth down, so they're going to have to punt it away to the Bobcats. And hotailing will take a little jaunt here to our right back to the BG 40 to receive. Again, that clock continuing to move right down to 4 minutes to go. Fourth quarter, as Soles is going to punt one away from hotailing. It's going to bounce at about the 50 to the 48. BG going right to left is going to pick up right there with 3:52 to go, trailing 54-20.
Not a lot of time to make up that number of points, but I will tell you this much, Jay will give it their all to try to put that ball back in the end zone and get some points in the second half.
Well, it's all about positive momentum. You know, if you
absolutely
can score here at the end of the game, that's something to work on for next week. And this is a team, you know, they might be 0-4, but their schedule is favorable coming up. They're going to have some very winnable games. Walton coming up, Unitigo coming up. I mean, Unitigo obviously 4-0, stay ranked, but I could see them having a great matchup with BG.
Yeah,
with
timeout
on the field.
Yeah, I can too. You know, I mean, the thing is Unitigo's not the fun and gun show anymore. You know, they've got a really neat offense that is almost double wingish. And it's really weird to see Unitigo kids that close, real short splits on the line. Everybody's tight and everything because, you know, during the Firebend era, they were wide out everywhere. They were firing the ball everywhere. It's so neat to see the diversification in that offense, and what the coach, Mike Crony, and his staff has done with them is just amazing. And to be ranked in the state, I give them a lot of kudos there.
Yes, with their win tonight over Unadilla Valley, they're going to improve to 4-0. What is really fun is there's a great chance that in 2 weeks we could do Unitigo Delhi. Both teams could be 6-0.
Right, yeah.
And that would be a huge division game. That would be a ton of fun.
Yeah, and you know what? And that would be one that would be well-watched, too, because I'll tell you what, that would mean who's going to go on and who may have to fight for their playoff life.
Now, granted, there's a lot of football to be played.
Oh, yeah, lots to go.
And Delhi still has to get through Walton tomorrow on the road at Walton. But certainly Delhi, as we've seen the first 2 weeks of the year, has a nice little club this year. So this is going to be a false start on BG as they take over at midfield. That'll march them back 5 yards.
I was going to say, what did their shirt say? What did the coaching set? Did it say, do it now?
It was something along that line.
Yeah, it was like, I can remember what it was when we went to that first game, and I saw that, and I said it to Nate. I said, you know what?
That's a great slogan
for this year, you know? Go out and do what you can.
Well, they've been trying to change the culture over there. They've had two coaching changes, but Mike Tracy has them rolling in the right direction. We'll see if they continue it tomorrow. So 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. BG running the ball up the middle here. They are at midfield. And a pickup of about 2, so this is going to be 2nd and maybe 12 here after they lost 5 on the first down on that false start.
Nice little quick hitter by the BG Bobcats right up the gut, and a gain of 4 or 5,
Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up. We'll have our 3 awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACO Brands of Sydney, as well as the catalog outlet for offense, defense, and all-purpose. A lot of candidates out on the field here tonight. That'll be a lot of fun in our postgame show. Handoff here for BG to the left wing side, and maybe getting back to the line of scrimmage there was Damian Knapp.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of running room, but he actually, you know, he didn't run out of, you know, run away from it, the contact. He took it on and got about a 1 yard gain, I guess.
Now, this is a BG team, I think, that is going to have a solid rest of the year. And, you know, from talking to individuals in the school and the coaching staff, they really do feel like they have some great young kids coming up and that this program will be headed in the right direction.
Well, we talked about the sophomores, and, you know, they had a nice little connection there.
Terzo was going to have a catch here for BG down to the 25 to the 20. A great catch there from Terzo, and Evan Heiser is in a QB.
Are they both sophomores?
Yes.
What were we just talking
about?
Yeah,
we were just talking about the future coming up. Maybe there's a little glimpse of it there from Heiser to Terzo. And a nice job moving the chains there for the Bobcats.
Go get your Powerball ticket.
Yeah, geez, right now. We're going to buy one on the way home. 2:25 to go, fourth quarter. It's Deposit Hancock leading BG 54-20. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Last update we had was Unitego 47, UV 6. And we had Green trailing Owego 20-12 at the half. We'll check on that again. And so Heiser now, little QB keeper, ran out of options. Faked the handoff and then had nowhere to go, so he's brought down.
That was kind of funny to watch because he faked the one handoff and then he turned to give it to the other guy and there was nobody there. But he did the right thing, tucked it and ran, got what he could.
Minute 50 to go here under the lights at BG High School. Great atmosphere tonight. We saw the show at halftime with the BG marching band. Cheerleaders are here, the color guard. And a really nice showing here. You don't see that all the time in Class D football. This is great.
Yeah, it is really nice to see.
1:35 to go. Heiser going to keep it himself. He's going to toss one up into the end zone. Touchdown here for the Bobcats as Heiser is going to toss one over onto that far side. And the touchdown reception here for Mason Brown.
Mason Brown with a nice pattern. He actually ran like he was going to make a slant cut and then put his foot in the ground and then made a pull right to the corner of the end zone and a nice delivered pass by Evan Heiser for the six.
Well, you said it in the pregame. BG is not going to go away no matter the score.
No.
So a minute and a half left. They now trail 54-26, and they're going to go for two.
Yeah, and the thing is they're doing this with the future team. You know, they got the kids out there that don't normally play a lot, and they're just seeing what they can do.
So here is the snap. Man in motion. Heiser's going to hand one off to John Castle, plowing his way forward. He did not get it. So the score 54-26 with a minute and a half to go, fourth quarter. Deposit Hancock on top of BG. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A minute 28 to go, fourth quarter. The poor cheerleaders here doing their push-ups.
I know.
They're probably thinking, no, please don't score.
I know. We want to go home. I didn't even notice that earlier that they were doing that, but that was
26 push-ups.
They just did. Those cheerleaders are fit.
And they did a real nice job with that. So our score is Deposit Hancock leading BG 54-26 with a minute and a half to go. The Eagles will get the ball back, and they will return it up the field here to the 30. Trying to work his way forward here. A nice run back here for the Eagles. Still on his feet, 35-40, 45-50. Nice run forward here for Brian Seymour before he's knocked out of bounds in BG territory at the 45.
Yeah, real nice run. And I'll tell you what, he ran a lot more than the positive yards he gained because he came all the way over to the right side and then went all the way back over to the left side and made a couple cuts in between there.
A minute 12 to go, fourth quarter, and the reserves are in now for the Eagles. Want to protect all those starters, including Jackson Miller. Four touchdowns here tonight. Shaver with two touchdowns and two INTs. Really nice showing by the starters tonight for the Eagles.
You know, and it's he's not going to do it now because he's out of the game, but he could have had the ability to tie the kid from Harpersville Afton last week for five touchdowns.
Five touchdowns for Tyler King.
Tyler King.
He's an Afton product, but he runs the show. He's the QB down there, and He's going to have his hands full with Sydney tomorrow, but it should be a great game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because one thing that I did see a lot of it, a lot of improvement in Sydney was their defense.
Yes.
From the game that we saw them play against Norwich early in the year, their defense has really tightened up.
Oh, and head coach Tim Petras actually said that to us when we were talking to him this week. He said the Sydney defense is tough, tougher than you think. Hand off here for the Eagles on 1st and 10, and they're going to march it right down to the 35-yard line. And so with a minute to go here in the fourth quarter, it's 54-26. And DePaza Hancock will get it down to about the 35-yard line here.
Yeah, and you know what? They're not going to not let these kids run plays because they, you know, they're trying to get their time in here.
Yep, these are the guys who have, you know, they earn it in practice just like everybody else. 50 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, they will hand it off right up the middle. Nowhere to go here for the Eagles. And a fumble actually is recovered by the Bobcats with 44 seconds left.
Turnover for the Screaming Eagles and recovered by the Bobcats. They will get another chance. So you got this new crew out there. Give them a chance. You're going to throw it up there again and see what happens here with Mr. Heiser?
Yeah, I mean, I think with 44 seconds left, nothing to lose at this point. You know, you're getting your young guys in some game action.
Yeah.
You can't really recreate that in practice, so I guess you might as well go for it here.
You should be down on the sidelines. You shouldn't be up there talking with me.
Well, maybe someone would disagree with me out there, but Heiser's going to throw it here on 1st and 10, but overthrows his intended receiver there, Mason Brown, who just had the touchdown on the last drive.
Well, after Heiser got up and cleaned out his face mask, because he got absolutely pounded on that play, he looked and he just missed him. I mean, he was open. He just threw it a little bit too far for him.
38 seconds to go here. DePaza Hancock leading 54-26. As the Eagles are going to get a nice win here on the road at Bainbridge-Guilford. So Heiser is in the shotgun, and he's going to hand one off. Trying to move the pile forward there is Ben Bavar, but he is brought down by the Eagles' defense with 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and we'll see if BG can get off one more play or if that might be it for the evening.
One thing I did want to say prior to the Bavar run was when he threw that pass, he was going to his left side.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough throw. It really is a tough throw when you have to throw back across your body. So that may have had some impact on how he threw the ball out there.
So BG is not going to go for another play, and that is going to be our final score here. DePaza Hancock 54, BG 26. We'll take a little break. We'll come back with the post-game show, give out our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, and wrap up this broadcast here tonight. A game that was a 27-20 game at the half ends with the score. DePaza Hancock 54 and BG 26. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Belden Hill Golf Course of Harpersville is a proud sponsor of local high school football on WCDO. After October 1st, enjoy fall rates at Belden Hill. Just $20 for 18 holes and a cart on weekdays and $30 on weekends and holidays. Come enjoy the fall foliage and enjoy a round of golf. The course is in beautiful shape. And remember, after the big football game, stop by Belden Hill to eat in or take out with our delicious pizza and wings. It's the perfect post-game meal. Belden Hill Golf Course is on State Route 7 in Harpersville. Call them at 693-3257. That's 693-3257. Good luck, area teams from the Belden Hill Golf Course.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality home furnishings for every room, including sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by makers you know and trust, like Ashley, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters, where brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses are featured in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet, offering you the best for less.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Bainbridge-Guilford High School as tonight the BG Bobcats fall to the Deposit Hancock Eagles 54-26. Our score final from Unitego, the Spartans defeating UV 55-14 tonight. We do not have a final score from the Green game. The last check we had was 20-12. So we don't know how the Trojans fared in the second half there, but we can confirm 55-14 for Unitego.
And that was Owego was winning, right?
Yes, Owego was ahead of Green at that 20-12 check. And, of course, here tonight, Deposit Hancock winning 54-26. Tim, your thoughts on this one before we do our awards?
Well, just totally different halves. You know, I mean, I give a lot of credit to the defense on the Deposit Hancock team for the second half, because they came out and they really just wanted to take over the game. And they did, and they had some help, because there were some key turnovers by the Bobcats, couple fumbles and one interception. You know, and that's a lot of momentum changing. So
let's get into our post-game awards here. The first one is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. No question here tonight for us. Jackson Miller from Deposit Hancock with 4 touchdowns. He's our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner.
Yeah, Mr. Miller had a great game, and I'll tell you what, be prepared for him if you're playing Deposit Hancock in the next few weeks, because it's pitch right, quick pitch right, or it's a sweep reverse pivot pitch to him with a pulling guard and a fullback leap.
Let's get into our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Tonight, we're going to give that one to Austin Carr here from Bainbridge-Guilford. He had 3 touchdowns on the night here for the BG Bobcats. Let me make sure. Yep, 1, 2, 3. He plays both ways, just plays his heart out. I mean, you could really flip-flop him with all-purpose or defense. We'll give him the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award tonight. A guy who plays with his heart on his sleeve.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, I thought we were very close to losing him in this game, because he took a bone-crushing hit on his sideline early in the first half, and, you know, with concussion protocol, you could have seen him being pulled from the game.
Finally, the ACO Brands All-Purpose Award. Before we do that, yes, great to see Carr just plays later get right back in there. That was fantastic. So the ACO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you, of course, by ACO Brands of Sydney. Glad to support youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. No question here tonight, the QB for Deposit Hancock, Darren Shaver. He runs in 2 touchdowns. He's got 2 interceptions. one return for a TD. He throws another one. I mean, he just did everything tonight here for the DePaul Hancock Eagles. He was the all-purpose player.
That is exactly what you should call him, too, because I'll tell you what, he did everything. He just took over the game. You know, and you want that out of your quarterback. You want him to manage the game, but they usually can only do that on the offensive side.
Sure.
He took care of it on all facets,
yeah.
Special teams and on defense.
He did everything tonight, so Darren Shaver for the Eagles is our all-purpose player here tonight. So, again, our final score, DePaul Hancock downing BG 54-26. If you want score updates tomorrow from Harpersville, Afton, and Sydney, we'll have those on our website at WCDOsports.com. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Tim, we'll see you next week for Sydney and Green.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one, but we got to go to Sydney, Harpersville, Afton, just to watch the game. And, again, we'll keep you posted on the website and the stream.
Yes, we will. That'll be fantastic there tomorrow, Sydney, Harpersville, Afton. Also, Delhi and Walton tomorrow. So you got your pick of games. That should be great to go to. Again, our final score here, 54-26. DePaul Hancock downs Bainbridge-Guilford. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.